All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And this is the second hour we're starting, and we had a pretty good first hour and three callers. And so I think Mark Anderson should be calling into the show here pretty soon, because I think he wanted to talk about, well, here's my other three or other two topics. Oh, okay. See if you can get hold of him. Okay. He wants to talk about, and I do too. I want to talk about the WHO, the World Health Organization. And I think on his show, when I was on his show last Wednesday, we talked about the RSVPing to the Health and Human Services Department to participate in the listening session, and even become a speaker. And so I'm going to read my I sent them an email because I wanted to speak at it. So let me see if I can pull this email up. Where is this email? Here it is. Okay. This is addressed, I'll just read you the email and it'll make enough sense there. It says, to whom it may concern, I, Ronald F. Avery, intend to comment at the upcoming May 2nd, 2024 stakeholder listening session held by the Health and Human Services Office of Global Affairs concerning the World Health Organization Treaty and the International Health Regulations in preparation for the 77th World Health Assembly 2024. Okay, and that's an upcoming event on May 2nd, 2024. So that's not long, is it? And it says here, I represent World Peace Through Education Foundation Incorporated, a 501c3 qualified Florida nonprofit. I intend to comment on the following. 1, the scope of lawful treaties in general. 2, the authority for international organizations to make and impose policies on constituted nations. And 3, the impact of tyranny on global health. I could just tell you, and then it says here, thank you. I'm saying thank you for this opportunity. Sincerely, Ronald F. Avery. Well, I'm sure they'd love to hear about the impact of tyranny on global health. You know, that's one thing you never hear about. You hear about, heart health and smoking and eating right. They never talk about the impact of tyranny on your health, and certainly on global health. Just look at Gaza. This is the result of tyranny. Something done without authority, force exerted without authority. Okay. Now, this is what I heard back from them. I thought it was good that they would send me an email back. It says, this email address is currently being used for RSVPs to the stakeholder listening session in preparation for the 77th World Health Assembly on Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Please confirm if this is the session to which you are intending to RSVP. Okay, so I have to reply to this, and it continues. It says, as noted in the Federal Register notice, this listening session will cover items on the provisional agenda of the 77th World Health Assembly, except 13.2, 13.3, and 13.4. If you would like to speak on another subject, please ensure we have the primary agenda items you would like to speak on. in order of their priority to you. The deadline for registration has been extended to Monday, April 29th, 2024. And this is in bold type. It says, if we do not receive the required information by Monday, you will be registered as a listen-only attendee and will not have an opportunity to speak. Okay, so as you can see, I've got to respond back to that come up with... let's see, where is this? Well, here's the provisional agenda. Let's see, and it was 13. Okay, so here's what they don't want to hear about. It's 13, public health emergencies, preparedness, and response. The Independent Oversight and Advisory Committee for the WHO Health Emergencies Program, 13.2, implementation of the International Health Regulations 2005, so we can't talk about that. 13.3, working group on amendments to the International Health Regulations, can't talk about that. Okay, 13.4, intergovernmental negotiating body to draft and negotiate a WHO convention agreement on other international instrument on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Boy, that just sounds like a lot of caca, doesn't it? Well, anyway, Mark Anderson's kind of looked at this and determined that the best thing is this 11.4 immunization agenda 2030. So we'll probably be trying to talk about that. I just got a message here from Mike that no Mark yet, but Mark is standing by, but give him about 3 to 5 minutes. So, okay, so he's intending to come on in the first part of this show. So, anyway, you can see what we're gearing up to do. Speak and comment. Let's see. This is an interesting website. It's called Interest of Justice. Let me see. No thanks. And it gives you a lot of detail and a lot of links to how to get in, how to speak to these international groups and to our own government and all. And apparently, the Interest of Justice is not sold on all this WHO garbage either, and this pandemic treaty stuff. And I think I'll quote part of this too, because it's pretty wild. It says here, here is the chance for you to give your opinion to the U.S. government through Health and Human Services Office of Global Affairs stakeholder listening session in preparation for the 77th World Health Assembly. Now, here comes the good part here. This is a very critical time to put your voice to a loudspeaker and say it loud before the World Health Assembly 77, where the global dictators plan to massively increase funding of the information management, behavior nudging, and vaccination programs created by the WHO, which are allegedly needed for global public health security, but which are immoral, unproven government interventions, experiments that are pretty shady and would bring great satisfaction to the devil himself. I think that's pretty good. I think they're, you've heard me say on this show that I think this vaccination program that we got into, the COVID-19, was in fact a direct attack on Christianity, a direct attack on the church, a direct attack on God himself, because God created man in his own image, and to make the man, natural born man, created in the image of God, into a threat to society that needs endless injections and implants to receive their digital compliance currency, credits, debits, and terminations, is absolutely the work of the Antichrist against humanity, God's creation. I mean, these people should not be meeting, and they should not be messing around with this stuff. And I mean, if they want to meet and talk, why can't doctors just get together, have conventions? But how do we move from there to imposing law and forcing people in various countries and all the countries of the world to do things when it's just some doctors meeting, talking about science? It's crazy. Well, is Mark here yet? I thought I heard somebody. Did you say something? Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to bring on Mark Anderson. How you doing, Mark?
Quite well. Can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Yeah. Sorry I chimed in a little later. Time got away from me doing some shopping around. But I've been listening to what you've been saying about the last 3 or 4 minutes, Ron. And Matt Cruella, who is a pastor that has outlined the doctrine of the lesser magistrate, has made it very clear that you're dealing with a form of radical statism here, the WHO being near the pinnacle of it as part of the UN system. And they don't want you to have any gods before it. In other words, there's no such thing as a vacuum. The people that say they don't believe in God, for example, the God of the Bible, they don't realize that if you don't have the true God, something else will become God, and that inevitably will be a statist apparatus run by fallen man. And
yeah,
this is a ultimate expression of it, and I would say to the listeners live and on the archive that there hasn't been a more pivotal time for human freedom like right now in a very, very, very long time, probably 100 years or better, since there's been something this pivotal regarding human freedom as it is expressed in terms of this pandemic treaty and the international health regulations and what they have the potential to do to squeeze out and stomp out human freedom. Gradually, or maybe not so gradually, it could happen quicker than we might think, because everything is tooled up and geared up. I've been, on behalf of news outlets that I work for, I've been covering a steady stream of WHO press conferences in real time, and also getting their other press releases that are sent out between press conferences, and they're ginning up the vaccination mobilization and the ideology behind it like never before. They're talking about the great ketchup, and I wish it was only about ketchup you put on your fries, but unfortunately it's the great ketchup.
Yes.
To get caught up on vaccinating kids, especially kids, but also adults, the ones that slipped out of the noose the first time during the COVIDocracy in 2020. They want no child left behind with regards to the needle, and they're not really sugarcoating what they're saying. It's very increasingly militant language that they're using, and if they're going to sound like that now before this thing is even consummated, although you have to wonder, parenthetically speaking, if this might be more of a done deal than we realize, and I hate to say that, but that's the way they operate. That being said, if they're sounding this vociferous now, this strident now, it suggests to me that they're just chomping at the bit. They're just drooling. They cannot wait to get their hands on the kind of power that this treaty and the regs could potentially give them. They're chomping at the bit like never before. They're salivating. Billions of dollars are ringing through their heads like a slot machine, ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And Greed is rampant. This is all about making big pharma even more powerful than it is, if such a thing is even possible, and that's a scary thought in and of itself. So all that being said, that's why it's so crucial. You can send simply a email statement in. You don't have to go to the listening session and listen in this next Thursday, May 2nd, or you don't have to speak, although you and I, Ron, are both setting up to listen and to speak. But you can at least send an email. Everybody can get involved some way. They may not want to hear what we have to say, but if enough people sign up, if they get a quantity they didn't expect, if the wind doesn't blow the direction they want the wind to blow, that can be a good thing. They need to know there's that kind of sentiment out there that we want no part of what they're talking about. And that's really the critical thing. I'm sure you've given the email address and all the sundry information. And we did learn, as you've probably announced, Ron, that they extended the deadline for signing up for that Thursday, May 2nd listening session. They extended the deadline from today to Monday. That's probably a good sign that they're getting a lot of applicants. Hopefully that's the reason, because that's the one thing that could make a lot of difference. You still there, Ron? Did this call drop?
I'm muted myself. I'm sorry. I had a real bad cough, and I had to do that.
I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, though, because I was talking, and I've forgotten I muted it. But anyway, what I was going to say is I didn't give out the email addresses. They're so hard to get over the radio, but I will post them in the summary of the show today. And as you said, you can, and I will do this too. I think it's always, you can do a better job, I think, by actually sending in written comments. And some people like to have their written comments first and then even have their what they're going to say written and submit that too. But anyway, yeah, we have that information. You have what? Oh yeah, yeah. At RBN, they have still have up Mark Anderson's post about this event and all the links to it. But I will post another one that I tried to use some of Mark's links and could not find any of what he was talking about there. You get into the government thing and you have to put in all these search words and everything, and it may not give you the right stuff. I spent 20 minutes on a government website that's hosting this thing and could not find it. Finally,
well, let me add something there, Ron. I updated mine, so at the top, the official Federal Register announcement that gives just the basic ground rules, I put it at the very top, and it's pretty easy to follow. That way, people, if they don't want to get into contacting their senator, although that's in there, if they don't want to get into contacting their member of parliament, if you have to live in the UK or Ireland, although I have all that information in there too, phone numbers and emails, if you want to get cut straight to the chase, I changed it and put it at the top, the announcement, and it just gives the basic rules. It's
Mark,
pretty
it's
easy
break
to follow
time.
Overall.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And Mark Anderson's joined the show, and we've been talking about the who and how to make your comments before the stakeholder listening session of the Health and Human Services. Mark has a post on the republicbroadcasting.org website, and I found it immediately at the top under the scrolling news stories, and it's been updated, and it has links that are get you there a little more effectively. So Mark, what else would you like to speak about?
Well, there's a couple of British parliamentarians, Andrew Bridgen and another lady, I can't quite remember her name, I'm not familiar with her, but they're making a lot of noise in recent times, Ron, in the British Parliament to try and convince their fellow parliamentarians to wake up and have a debate about this pending treaty. According to Brian Gerrish, with whom I work at ukcolumn.org, whom I talked to today, the British Parliament, except for a couple of renegades like Andrew Bridgen and this lady, I can't think of her name, I think it's Evelyn something, I'll get it later after the break, except for those two, maybe one more, the British Parliament members act like they have their mouths taped shut. It's just, you should see the looks on the faces of some of them when the brave ones bring this up. They sit there as if the criminals are the brave MPs that are bringing this up and saying we need to talk about this. These people are completely bought and paid for. The ones that are sitting there with a grim look on their face, like their mouth has been duct taped shut. it's just disgusting. They're obviously on the take of Big Pharma, you know, or
yes,
or they want to be, or they would prefer to be, whatever the case might be. But the same thing in the U.S. Senate. Ron Johnson, the Wisconsin senator, has a bill, S-444, which is discussed in my article posted at RBN right now about how to get involved in all this. It's been dormant for over a year. Ron Johnson was all big about, hey, this is a treaty, we need to talk about it, the pandemic treaty. Now his office won't return my calls. They could not be more silent, as far as I can tell. I need to check his website again to make sure there's no new statement. However, they could not be more silent. And
yeah,
it's deplorable.
Well, I actually think they're just making a new form of government. I believe the people that are really powerful in this world know that we don't have a government in the United States. They know they don't have a government in the UK. And they're simply making a new international government. It's the New World Order. And this is what they think is lawful. They think this new thing they're doing, and it starts with they're trying to get everyone to comply or to consent, maybe by silent, that the United Nations has authority to regulate any nation that's a member of this group. And it really is a government. I mean, these things are not treaties. You can't have a treaty that sets up another government, or that sets up organizations that have hearings and all of that kind of stuff. These are creations of policies and imposing them. That's government. That's not a treaty. A treaty is something that says, if this happens, we'll do this. And if that happens, we'll do that. But there's no treaties. Lawful treaties shouldn't say, we'll meet every year, we're going to talk about whatever we want to talk about, we're going to make rules and regulations where everybody's going to comply with them. That's government, man. That's not a treaty.
You know, we're getting toward the bottom of the hour. I'd love to comment on that. I'll wait until after the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Yeah, that won't be too long. We got a few seconds here. And anyway, after that, I'm going to talk about this FCC thing against Elon Musk. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusanAnnasSecret.com. SusanAnnasSecret.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Somersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And Mark was going to reply to my statement. Go ahead, Mark.
You know, that's pretty perceptive, Ron. Without being able to analyze it from A to Z, I mean, starting out with the UN and the way that came about, and the way, we've talked about this before, the way they try and get away with saying, well, the UN is just intergovernmental. It's just a place where you come and governments speak among and between one another, hence the prefix intergovernmental, between governments, basically implying that those governments retain their sovereignty completely. But if that were the case, If you just want to have governments get together and discuss things, you simply have a conference. You don't form a permanent body with a legislature like the General Assembly and an executive arm like the Security Council and a world court, and then try and get away with calling it intergovernmental. Please do not insult my intelligence.
You're absolutely right. That is a government. And they have no authority whatsoever. There's no American anywhere. There's no American that delegated their authority to the UN. That is totally and no representative of any American can delegate the American Citizens Authority to the UN. So the UN cannot possibly obtain authority to do anything in the United States, to impose anything on the American people. That is abject tyranny.
Right, but then you look at the WHO and look at its emblem. The emblem is simply the UN emblem with the medical snake superimposed over the top.
That's right. It's a UN part of the UN, and that means it has no authority. And here they are talking like they do have authority. And oh, we better have some input, and we better do this right, because they're going to be able to tell us what to do. People need to be educated. That's not the way authority comes about. You have to have a constitution. You have to have people delegating their authority to it, and they don't have it. The UN doesn't have it and can't get it.
Right. Now, the UN Charter is like a constitution, and the WHO says it has a constitution, which, if you want to look at it that way, it does. But those are fraudulent kind of, how would you say, imposter kind of document.
It's more like rules and regulations for their own meetings and things, which I would think is like any club. You could start a club and have some rules, but that doesn't give the club authority to tell everybody in the country what to do.
Right. Does your local Elks Club or your Moose Lodge, those members then have the ability to control a municipal city or a county because of their Moose Lodge by rules or their Elks Lodge by rules? It doesn't mean dick beyond the walls of that fraternal organization. I repeat, it doesn't mean dick.
That's right, and so does the UN. It doesn't mean spit outside the walls of the UN and their club meeting.
That's exactly right. So when you peel it back and you look at it this way, in a way, and I'm not dissuading people from getting involved, because, again, it's about numbers and it's about them knowing there's opposition, but in a way they're trying to lure us to kind of certify what they're doing, even if we speak against it, because if we speak, we're legitimizing in a way what they're doing.
Wow, perfect. Mark, that's a super observation. Yeah, to participate at any level, even telling them that the vaccinations were no good and they're harmful, that means you've assented to the idea that they have authority, and you're trying to, persuade them to do this and that. But I do believe if people sent in information that basically says they are an authority void entity that has no authority or right to impose anything on any nation or people, if they got a bunch of those, I think they would be worried.
Yeah, and that's why I would suggest to those listening, it's best to get involved, all things taken into account, for the listening session next Thursday, May 2nd. The deadline to RSVP has been extended from today to Monday, but the sooner the better. I'll just go ahead and say it. The email happens to be oga.rsvp1@hhs.gov, Health and Human Services. That's with the information I have posted at the RBN article. It's also at James Roguski's Substack, jamesroguski.substack.com, Roguski, R-O-G-U-S-K-I. All that being said, along with hopefully getting involved in the listening session and signing up to speak, and I put the Federal Register directions from the HHS on how to do that at the top of my RBN article. Along with that, we should all send more general comments to that same email. And I think that more people listening to RBN should go ahead and whatever they want to put in particular, for the comments, it's supposed to be about a provisional item, and I would suggest the provisional agenda item 11.4, which is the world immunization agenda of the UN, 11.4 on their provisional agenda for their pandemic treaty finalization discussions later on in May. But I think everybody should put something to the effect, I'm going to, not in my speaking application, but in my written comments, and I suggest, I know you'll do it, Ron, I suggest others do it, something to the effect that we don't recognize your authority on this.
I think that would be perfect. I believe they would be disturbed if they got a number of those. So why argue with these people about the nuances of everything when they have no authority anyway over anybody? And this is what they need to hear from people. Because they'd love for you to get all tangled up. I mean, this just, to me, this looks like the briar patch. I mean, I'd rather have a root canal than actually meet with these people, because it's already I like to use the expression that we've swallowed the camel and now we're straining at gnats. If you swallow the camel, that this outfit has any authority, and now we're going to get into all the nitty gritty details of what they're doing, when we ought to just dismiss the whole damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. Now, all these years of being in the UN, and let me see, the year 2025 will be 80 years since we've been in the UN, which involved a very controversial character, Alger Hiss. You might recall the Alger Hiss affair. And yeah. Richard Nixon helped expose Alger Hiss. But Alger Hiss was a very cunning and underhanded and malevolent person, very malevolent. And the UN, as soon as the UN Charter was christened, we had the first UN war in Korea, and the U.S. has not officially, congressionally, and constitutionally declared a war ever since then. And
wow. It
destroyed, the UN Charter destroyed the U.S. ability to declare war overnight.
Yep. I think that's what it is, and now that this is all about groups and getting they put together a group to go after somebody, and it's not that we've obtained peace through the UN. Just look at Gaza, and the UN pretty much created the state of Israel, the homeland for the synagogues, and just look it. For 75 years, there's been nothing but horrors as a result of that. And that's the fruit of tyranny.
Yeah, exactly. So, to kind of summarize on my end, we're at a very serious crossroads here. Whatever we might do to sort of follow the rules, just to go along, to get along, just to get our comments in, so they can see that there's some opposition here, point by point, it gives us that extra opportunity in more general emails to that Office of Global Affairs of the Department of Health and Human Services of the U.S. to explain that we just don't see where the U.S. has any business being there, being party to a WHO that's part of the U.N., neither of which have any authority, even though they call the World Health Assembly the decision-making body of the World Health Organization, and it's the World Health Assembly that's meeting May 27th through June 1 to supposedly solidify the treaty and the international health regs. James Roguski understands that they might have some disagreements among them enough to where it might buy us some time, and they won't get that done during that time frame in Geneva, but we can't take that for granted. We have to assume that they're going to try and wrap this up between May 27 and June 1 in Geneva at the World Health Organization through the World Health Assembly, again, what they call a decision-making body. But,
I think
these people...
Yeah, I think the Hell's Angels have as much authority as this outfit does. And just because they hold an assembly in some city or something, a bunch of motorcycle guys show up. I mean, this is the same kind of thing. It's just people in suits and ties instead of motorcycles and tattoos. So, you know, come on. I mean, this is just it's just too much. I mean, I don't see any good fruit coming from any of this. I mean, they've already tried all this stuff with COVID-19, and here we have two beautiful examples of this world government stuff, which is COVID-19 and the unlawful state of Israel. That's the two primary fruits that we are able to see right now, and that is ugly to the bone marrow.
Yeah, also, if you want to read something interesting, go back to the first director general of the WHO, which was formed, if memory serves, in 1948. His name was G. Brock Chisholm. He was a militant socialist.
What?
A person, when you see a picture of him and you read his comments, you get a very cold feeling running through your veins.
What was his name again? G. Brock what?
Chisholm, like Chisholm Trail, like the Chisholm Trail, spelled like that.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it sure is.
Do we have any more callers? Anybody calling in? I don't see anybody. Well, Mark, on let's stop from this topic. I want to hopefully you can stay with me for a little bit. I'd like to still look at this office of the commissioner, Brendan Carr. He's the commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission. And apparently, listen to this. I'm just going to read this letter, see if I can get through it. Hopefully, Mike will let me skip this next break if I get into trouble here not being able to finish it. But I want to read this letter because I think it will shock our listeners. Because the audacity of this group to file something like this. Just listen to this. The letter is from the office of Commissioner Brendan Carr. Carr opposes latest effort to weaponize the government against Elon Musk. Calls on FCC to dismiss request immediately. Washington, D.C., April 24th, 2024. This was 2 days ago. Okay, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr issued the following statement. Quote, this morning, an organization called the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America submitted a filing with the FCC asking the agency to use its official powers to go after Elon Musk based on their view that he is not doing enough to help the Ukraine. Their filing asked the FCC to require Musk to step down from Starlink, to stop processing Starlink applications altogether, and ultimately to revoke SpaceX's FCC licenses. Their submission is crock full of sweeping and unmoored allegations about, quote, illegal meddling in U.S. foreign policy, unquote, in Ukraine, and complaints about the ways in which the Starlink connectivity has been provided within Ukraine. It continues, their submission is both procedurally improper and substantively meritless. Indeed, their filing repeatedly invokes laws and rules that have no application here. But this is not surprising. After all, activists do not want the government to apply the law to Elon Musk. All right. They want the government to break the law by weaponizing it against him. Wow. Plainly, this filing should have never left the drafts folder, But the most concerning element is that this is part of a clear and repeating pattern of regulatory harassment that accelerated the moment Elon Musk stood up for free speech. Since then, we have seen a cavalcade of regulatory agencies go after him, including in the wake of President Biden suggesting that they had the green light to do so. The FCC must make clear that this agency will no longer participate in these efforts. The FCC should dismiss this filing with prejudice, lest the agency's silence invite even more attempts just like this. Wow. Well, I'm impressed that this guy has the head of the FCC. Can you imagine the... I really applaud him for standing up against this Ukrainian Congress committee. Can you imagine the arrogance of filing something like this because Elon Musk has not been doing enough for the Ukraine? Let me ask the mass media cartel through the FCC. Have they been doing enough for Gaza in the last 75 years? And the West Bank, have they been doing enough for the Palestinians? Have they been doing enough for real Americans? Or have they been serving the synagogues to the maximum? Well, I think we should, if anybody should lose their FCC license, it should be the mass media cartel, the big ones. ABC, CBS, NBC, all of those, they should be out of business. They should lose their license. Well, anyway, we have a caller, Mike from Kentucky. How you doing?
I'm better than billions, perhaps. The FCC and the establishment is so weak, they can't even handle having an independent 18-watt refrigerator light bulb TV station in the targeted town of Kim Davis. But Elon Musk got himself in trouble because he refused to allow Starlink to be used as a kind of a rogue GPS for the Ukrainian drones or anybody else's drones. So he shut down the system over Ukraine, last I read. Now, the FCC International Bureau, I don't know if it was under Trump or whatever, whenever Starlink started, he said, I can't get these satellites on orbit as quickly, so I've got to ask for a waiver of the spectrum warehousing regulations. He was worried he was going to get a fine for so-called spectrum warehousing because, you know, he was allotted in the International Bureau, a block of spectrum to communicate there.
Who else is talking? Mark?
Mark?
What's going on here? I can't hear the caller for all the racket going on.
It's probably from the damn NSA. They don't want this stuff known.
I don't know what's going on here. I really appreciate what you're saying, Mike, while I could hear you, because I don't know much about this Starlink thing and really what it is about. But anyway,
internet access on orbit, and it has like a 17 millisecond delay, so it can function as cell phones or text messages anywhere on the planet, even almost into the Arctic. North to south, and
wow.
It has its own built-in GPS, basically, and that's what was going on as the drones were being in Ukraine were piggybacking off of the Starlink to pilot themselves with GPS accuracy, and he shut that
really?
Down. Yes.
And he shut it down. Well, I think that's pretty good. I like that.
Well, he didn't want a system to be used for war. It's meant to empower people with access to information and the internet all around the world in low-income areas. So in America, when it first rolled out, libraries in certain places that had poor internet access could apply for access to his Starlink system. because initially you didn't have enough bandwidth to roll it out to everybody, but it's getting to where anybody can get a fairly reliable connection. It's like 140-some megabits per second. It's on par, better than the average DSL out here in rural America. We're still paying for 21 millibytes per second down and 3 up. That's how bad ours is here in the targeted town of Kim Davis. We can't get fiber optic. The Amish have fiber optic in a lot of places.
Well, I'm glad you informed me about this, because I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know anything about the Starlink thing. I'm ignorant of it. But I do like what Carr is saying. He ain't going to do anything with Elon Musk. I love it.
Well, the FCC has become an international bureau, of course, when it comes to regulating space. And so they have sort of, in a way, detached themselves from Washington, D.C. And whoever can buy FCC chairmanship, it's for the 20 years since Colin Powell's son, I think Michael Powell, whoever can spend $10 million on each presidential campaign, then they get the chairmanship. It's bought and paid for a long time. And the cell phone industry rules. All right.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for calling. I think we're going to have to wrap it up. We've only got about a minute left. So, but anyway, thanks for the comment on that. I'm surprised to hear that. Yes. Okay. Well, everybody, I think that's pretty much got it. We had a lot of in-depth conversation here. I hope everybody enjoyed it, and I hope everybody has a good weekend. And I'm a little encouraged about the UT campus and the protests and stuff. Is somebody still talking? Somebody talking to me? What's going on?
Ron, I'm still here.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark, for participating in the show, too. And don't forget to try to sign up and be a speaker, or submit your comments to the whatever that was. It's so complicated, I can't even figure that out. Anyway, we'll see you next week.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.